It's a fantastic day for the United States of America.
It's the Bill King Show. Call or text now. We'd love to hear your thoughts. Call us or send us a text on the WNSR text line. 615-844-5600. 615-844-5600. Call or text. Same number.
Red 7.
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rap.
That's what we call a sack lunch.
I do have a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Blake Ruffino on Wednesdays right here in this slot. We'll start with football. They had the spring game, Blake. What did they get accomplished? What did you see?
Well, you know, Bill, during the entire day and pretty much the entire spring when we were out there for scrimmages and practice, because BK gave us the whole practice, you know, your voice was in my head saying, Blake, don't overreact, don't overreact. And then Garrett Nussmeier would throw a ball 60 yards in the air. And I said, you know what? I'm going to make an exception this time, Bill. You know, I think, Bill, when we say, you know, don't overreact to spring, I do think it's a big deal. And I do think that it's accurate. But I do think that there are some things that you can take away from an individual, especially, Bill, if you're there for the entire process. Because what has happened since, you know, March and April can you can make decisions off that. Bill, I'll continue to come on here and tell you they're not good enough in the interior defensive tackle room. I think Bo Davis is about to hit the portal. Bill, more defensive tackles in the portal yesterday than any other position group. I still continue to hear that there are going to be others. So we'll see what LSU does there. Offensively, I don't think that they need anything to add. I think they're going to be a little bit different on how they do some things. Bill, I'll continue to say this to you, too. I do think that these radios in the helmets is going to change the entire style than what we've seen in the past for some teams. But I think we're going to see more huddle. I think we're going to see more under-center play action, deep bootlegs. Now, they did that in Notre Dame at Kelly, and they said, oh, that's his BK. No. They don't have the personnel, Bill, really, for that, or nor do they want to do that. So this has also happened with other teams. We saw some of it to some extent with Alabama, too, this weekend. So all in all, I thought it was a pretty productive day. Now, the only concern that I really walk out of there with is that now I think that you have a football IQ issue in the secondary at LSU, which Blake Baker is going to have a long offseason to remedy and fix that. I don't know, Bill, if they don't go after a corner in this portal, and a big one hit yesterday. I don't know if they go after Carmoni McClain or not, but I think if the right one presented itself, they'd go after that. So just some more portal things. But, Bill, let me tell you this, too. They're going to have to make some cuts. They're over the 85 scholarship limit. So I would expect some players either today or tomorrow for LSU to go into the portal. So if you're an LSU fan and you don't know that, prepare yourself.
I've already seen several defensive linemen from the portal say they're visiting LSU.
They don't have a choice. But I've been covering this team since 2017, and it's the worst position unit that I've ever covered, ever. I don't think that it's even a debate nor an opinion. I think it's at this exact moment it's a fact because of just Bill. Number one, look, we went back from my game notes at practice. We met back through the spring game, and Bill, there were times where in quarters or team periods where they were giving up 8-9 yards per carry, and it's not like that the other parts of that defense was bad. I mean, the only way that they made stops was because the secondary was having to come down and field with the safeties. They're just not good there. I do think that they thought that some players would come back that either went into the draft or the portal, and I think they were a little shell-shocked by it. To be real with you, I think they got caught off guard at that one position. Because, Bill, at LSU, that defensive line coach has been a rotational door since Orgeron's left, even with Orgeron. Because, you know, if the D-line didn't do what he thought, or if he didn't agree with how they were playing, he would fire them. And he'd let him go. So that position, Bill, in and of itself has been a rotational door. Now you get Bo Davis in. Can you have – and, Bill, I don't think anybody is expecting Bo Davis to be a savior here. I think what they're expecting, at least for this year, to go get some guys from the portal and make it that it's not so bad as it was the last couple of years. I think the last 2 years, Bill, I think that you could look at Florida State last year. I think you can look at multiple teams. Bill, if you cut the rushing yards from Florida State in half, you're probably going to lose that game, but you lose it by 10 instead of getting blown out. And I think that interior defensive line needs to continue to be a work in progress here, and they'll start that in the next couple of days. They'll start getting some visits. They'll start going on the road next week from what I was told by staff. So I think that it's a big deal for that one position. But I do think that they are playoff contention versus non-playoff contention at that one position group. Because if you're going to allow teams to run on you like that, it's going to be a big deal. So all in all, though, Bill, I do think it was a good spring. Offensively, they're reloading. They're not rebuilding. They still got dudes. I think Tyron Lacy, we saw last year versus Bama as an example. Bill, he's been spectacular. So they are going to be good, but I do think this is the best offensive line in the one of the best offensive lines in the country, at least top three. So they, again, just reloading here. So I don't have any issues offensively. Maybe in the red zone, but I'm being very nitpicky. Because if you want to get that playoff field, what I've learned in the spring, there are times, though, I need to be a little bit nitpicky in what I say and what I observe, right? Like if you're not converting in the red zone, which they were unable to do in the passing game, I'm going to be nitpicky on that. But, Bill, of the 19 possessions that we saw in the red zone this year, they scored 17 touchdowns. The problem is that the interior defensive line gave up interior runs in those, and it's not throwing the football. They were very bad throwing the football in the red zone, which is going to happen with a young quarterback. So I know that's long-winded, but all in all, I thought it was a pretty good spring.
Blake, one more note on the defensive line. Is it, and you played offensive line, is it they just can't get off blocks? Are they getting physically blown off the ball? Are they not twitchy? Is it all of the above?
All of the above. I think, you know, Bill, DJ Chester from Georgia, who, by the way, is from Hammond. His dad is from my local area. DJ Chester, the center from Georgia, Bill, is going to be a sophomore going in here. I thought that he had the best day from an offensive lineman standpoint. Blowing nose tackles and one tech out of the way and LSU ran a lot of power on Saturday, and they've done it all spring, and they're just blowing them off the ball. But, Bill, here's another thing, too. Maybe I am overreacting to some extent because how good this offensive line is with Will Campbell and Emory Jones, who, Bill, right now are projected to be first-round picks going into 2025. But I can't do that because I don't think the interior is that. But the interior – I think they had the most starts of an offensive line in the country. They had more starts than anybody. And by the way, they're replacing a kid that doesn't have a start at center. So you have legitimately two. Actually, one has two, the interior guard has 3 years. You just have so much experience there. So, they're bad, Bill, but this offensive line makes it look a lot worse. But, for example, they're not touching linebackers. They can't get enough push. And what Blake Baker wants to do is get vertical defense if you're on the defensive line. And it's hurting Harold Perkins, who, Bill, by the way, an inside backer I thought had a really good spring, The problem was is that he didn't have the defensive lineman in front of him that could hold on the blocks and get up the field to make his job a lot easier. So, no, they're bad. I mean, Bill, they got rotational pieces. at best in the SEC. They don't have bona fide starters. They don't have guys that can give you 67% of the snaps. And that's what they need. Now, there's some guys out there. I think that C.J. West is a kid that's getting a lot of attention from the SEC. Pretty much every SEC school at this point besides Georgia has offered him. And so, you know, I think the kid from Kent State, I think that he's in play here. I think there's some others. But they got – Bill, regardless if these kids they get out of the portal in this spring window can play or not, you got to take a chance. Because you just don't have a choice. Again, I really do think that your playoff contention versus missing playoffs if you don't fix that one position. If you play Ole Miss, Bill, I got to be honest. We talked about the Alabama spring game on our around your SEC. Bill, I was blown away about how dominant that offensive line looked and how they looked offensively. So when you look at teams going into the season, when I look at these other offensive lines around the conference, you better fix that position quickly because there are some really good offensive lines in this conference.
Blake Ruffino each and every Wednesday. Let's go to baseball. Is it time to hit the panic button?
Yeah, it is. I hit it. I said, Bill, if they lost this series to Tennessee, I would hit it, and I did. You saw it firsthand, what me and you have been talking about for a couple weeks now. Bill, they left 9 runners on base on Friday. Actually, 12, but 9 with bases loaded. They can't score any. They leave 12 on Friday. Bill, if they get 2 hits of the 12 that they have on base, they could have won on Friday. I think Jay made a bad decision. I think he would tell you he made a bad decision by pulling Luke Holman on Saturday for Griffin Herring, who, by the way, has been your best reliever, and you don't get the break. Bill, last year they got a lot of breaks. This year they are not. Now, LSU's magic number, Bill, or any SEC team with the prestige of LSU, their magic number is 13. Why is it 13? Bill, every time LSU gets to 13 conference wins, they'll make the tournament. And so now you got 5 series. It's not going to be easy. And, Bill, I don't know if they can do it. I don't think that they can do it. But you cannot lose a series here on out. It's lose or go home. And if you lose the series, that means you've got to sweep somebody that you weren't expecting to sweep. Well, Bill, they haven't even won a weekend series, much less sweep somebody. So if you're going to get your season turned around, you got to do it now. Let's see how they react. They got Missouri and Como this weekend. Missouri's not as bad as people say they are. Their coach is local. He's from Baton Rouge. Was coached at Southern, coached in Memphis, and now is at Missouri. So he's going to play a lot of small ball on you if you're not paying attention. So win or go home this weekend for the LSU Tigers. That's their national championship run.
Blake, tell everybody how they can get your shows and all your content.
Yep, we'll be around your SEC around 11. You know, Joe Show is 6 and AYS is 7, so a lot to discuss here, Bill, throughout the day.
All right, man. See you next week.
Thanks, Joe. Good night.
Blake Ruffino laying it out there, man. Rusty tomorrow. Yeah, Rusty confirmed he could go tomorrow. Top of hour 3 is where he'll be tomorrow, Thursday. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning, cars up against the wall. I'm here at Briley Parkway eastbound, right at Gallatin Pike. It's loading up pretty good now. Already heavy coming down Vietnam Vets westbound as you come out of Hendersonville, headed towards Conference Drive as it continues to build now on 65 through Williamson County. Don't forget, 840 eastbound is going to remain closed out there at Columbia Pike for quite some time there, just north of Spring Hill. Again, they're going to do some work on that bridge. Hey, Princess Hot Chicken now has new items on a new menu, Mediterranean salads. Also, the grilled chicken tenders are awesome. Check them out at PrincessHotChicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
And now, Paramount Roofing and Exteriors LLC is proudly saluting our troops and veterans. Their tireless effort should never go unnoticed. This message is brought to you by Paramount Roofing and Exteriors LLC, serving Middle Tennessee. For all your roofing and exterior needs, give the pros a call today at 615-635-1790. 615-635-1790. That's Paramount Roofing and Exteriors LLC. They're professionals who care.
Bar Lines at the Omni Nashville Hotel downtown is at the heart of Music City. Located within walking distance of the Country Music Hall of Fame, Bar Lines at the Omni is your downtown honky-tonk destination. Watch your team from any seat on their plentiful HD TVs and catch a live show on the Bar Lines stage featuring live music 7 days a week. Bar Lines has the ultimate Southern comfort food. Get started with classic fried green tomatoes or bourbon barbecue wings. Then it's on to the massive Smashville double stack or the world-famous bar-lined grinder. Oh, you've never heard of the bar-lined grinder? Two kinds of cheese, lettuce, Dijon, smoked turkey, smoked bacon, smoked ham. Now that's some smoke you want. Local brews and local spirits are on tap at Bar Lines. Take a seat on the patio outside and soak up the rhythm of Music City. Bar Lines at the Omni Nashville Hotel, 5th Avenue, downtown.
And now, Ramirez's Handyman in Framing is proudly saluting our troops and veterans. Please go to USO.org and locate Military Care Package to see how you could help make a difference today. This message is brought to you by Ramirez's Handyman in Framing. For all your residential or commercial framing, roofing, siding, and handyman needs, no job's too big or too small. So give the pros a call at 972-684-0750. 972-684-0750. That's Ramirez's Handyman in Framing. They're professionals who care.
It's JB and the General.
Really, I'd say if a move isn't made within the next 48 hours after the season's conclusion, maybe that's your answer.
I agree. If this is not immediate, because it shouldn't have to be anything Candace has to think about. You know, she should be all in one way or the other. He's coming back or he's gone. Like, that decision should already be made. I think that's what you're saying, right?
Yes.
Weekdays 9 to 11, live on WNSR.
The arena of ideas is now open for your telephonic interactions. 615-844-5600. The Bill King Show.
I'm going to repeat something. Elementary school football, football 101. First day of kindergarten, they teach you this. You ready? Inability to stop the run is the most devastating thing in football. First day of kindergarten. Did they teach you that? Your first day of kindergarten, wherever you're listening to me right now, over the fruited plain of this planet. First day you went to kindergarten, for me it was St. Joseph's Catholic School kindergarten. That was me. First day kindergarten teacher, I don't remember her name, said, you've got to stop the run. I'm what, 5 years old? You've got to stop the run. You cannot advance as a football team, as a football program, if you cannot stop the run. There's nothing more devastating than the offense running the ball, knowing they can run the ball, the defense trying to stop it, but they can't. Both sides know the predicament, and there's nothing the defense can do about it. You ever seen a situation, and this would be mainly late in a game, where a defense is getting tired, and they start creeping the safeties up towards the line of scrimmage. Now, not at the line of scrimmage, but shading them, let's say, behind the linebackers, because they've got to stop the run and we've got to devote more personnel to get this done. And it's to the point where physically they're beat. Emotionally and mentally they're beat, and the other team is just running it right at them. Now, that is a horrible feeling when you're a fan of the team on the defensive side of the ball. If you're a fan of the team that's got the ball, it's a beautiful thing. You have taken your hand, placed it into their chest cavity, and removed their football soul. And I'm assuming a football sole inside somebody's chest cavity is shaped like an oblong spheroid. It's not circular. Or shaped like a heart. No. Or however you would imagine it. It's shaped like an oblong spheroid. Maybe one of those mini oblong spheroids, right? There's nothing more devastating than that right there. I'm sure if you were properly taught in school, if your parents sent you to the right kindergarten, day one, and think about day one of kindergarten. You're already nervous. You've never been out of the house on your own like that as a kid. Your parents aren't there. Bunch of new kids around you. Day one, thou must stop the run. I don't care what religion you are. Catholic, I went to Catholic schools. Baptist, Church of Christ, Methodist, Presbyterian, Episcopal, Jewish, whatever it might be. Day one, it's the same sales pitch. It's the same lesson. Thou shall stop the run. Blake says right now they can't do it. Everything else they feel pretty good about, but they can't do that. I hope your kindergarten taught you like mine taught me. I just hope. Yeah, I just hope. Jim and Jupiter. Hey, Bill, where's the wide receiver talent at Notre Dame? They did lose right after the season. Their best, at least production-wise, their best young receiver, Rico Flores, who hit the portal. He's a California kid. Where did he transfer to? Was it Cal? I don't remember. It wasn't Stanford. It wasn't USC or UCLA. I don't think. You guys check me. I forget. I'm forgetting. Yes, the host. Where did Rico Flores transfer to? He's a good player. No, he was a good player. They're pretty well off at wide receiver. They're not devoid of talent there. Whether it's transfers and whether it's the young guys from a year ago minus Rico Flores, that is not an issue for them at all this year. Now, they were devoid of talent there a couple of years ago, and they were maybe a little too young there this past year. But they're in solid shape. Actually, what turned out to be their best young receiver was Jordan Faison, who's from down there around where Jim's from. He's from the, I believe, West Palm area. Came to Notre Dame as a lacrosse All-American recruit, walked on the football team, and started flashing immediately in August as a true freshman. Walk on. And if you watched Notre Dame a year ago, once they got late in the season, he became their deep threat. And they also have coming in Cam Williams from recruiting, who's highly thought of. But they're in pretty good shape there. Yeah, they're in pretty good shape at that position. And got to remember now, they have Mike Dimbrock, which is a huge offensive coordinator position. Let's face it, Notre Dame was not well coached offensively last year. They were not. Hoptown boy, Bill, you just stated the 11th commandment in the good book. You have the 10 commandments, don't kill, don't steal, don't bear false witness, all those, right? He says number 11 is, thou shall stop the run. It's in there. You just have to look. Yeah, you just have to look close. Speaking of Hoptown boy, Kentucky, I think it's interesting sitting here watching Mark Pope, their new coach, former player, assemble a team. Now, it's early. It's very early. And he's got the in-state kid, Travis Perry. He's got BYU's top recruit, I think, in some time now, who I believe Hoptown Boy was on a Mormon mission, right? Is that the, do I have that right? And I think he's back, and he'll be joining him. He's a very, very spectacular offensive player. And then after that, I think it's pretty wide open. Is there any new word on anybody else? I'm assuming. And Bradshaw just committed, just transferred, said he's transferring to Ohio State. I believe that's right. Yeah, I believe that's right. And I know they're talking to a lot of players in the portal. But that's going to be interesting how they assemble this roster. And if it's the go get really good players and coach them up model, or if it's the over, I hope it's not the overachieve model. I've seen that. I saw that after Tubby was there a couple of years, and I saw it with Billy Clyde. That's not fun to watch. Just saying. Jim and Jupiter, I will have to see it to believe it with Notre Dame and wide receiver talent. Once they play a very good team, their wide receivers get shut down. I don't know that their schedule has a team like that. That's going to shut them down. Their offense. They have, and again, the whole key is Riley Leonard's got to be healthy. Now, can they win with Steve Angeli? I think more people are convinced they can than they would have been prior. Could they insert a new guy, Kenny Minchie or C.J. Carr, and win bowl games? Would you have to lose some games transitioning them into the lineup? But the key, without a lot of friction, is Riley Leonard's got to be healthy. And, again, I'm assuming he will be, but he's coming off a second ankle procedure. That is a worry. If he's right, Mike Dimbrock has a really pretty play call sheet that he can work with. But that's got to be the case for them. Don't need him to continue to be limping around. Hoptown Boy said, yeah, Colin Chandler is the BYU kid who is a big-name recruit, went off, did his Mormon mission, and is back. And doing well. Trying to remember the quarterback. Oh, gosh. Who's the quarterback we had at Franklin? When my oldest kid was about a sophomore, junior, starting quarterback at Franklin, whose dad and the whole family's devout Mormon, and he went off, did his mission right out of high school, like July after he graduated. Went off for 2 years to French Canada. And by the way, those missions are very strict. You're not on the phone with your family and all that. They limit everything. You're going door to door. And you get sent, I don't know what your choices are. If you have choices, they just send you. I don't know how all that works. But he got sent to the French Canada. And did not know French, but adapted. Very, very smart kid. And I'm forgetting his name at the moment. Anyways, he goes off, does that, gets signed by BYU, ended up transferring, and he was a very good athlete. Quarterback, two guards, 6'4", 6'5", basketball player. When he was younger, I watched him play baseball. Very good athlete. Anyways, I believe he's married to Mitt Romney's daughter. Again, what's that have to do with anything? I don't know. I just, one of my kids was telling me about it. So So, yeah, those are strict. But anyways, this kid, this Colin Chandler, will join up with Travis Perry. And I don't know who else that they're going to have at guard. Dillingham's going pro. Hoptown boy, is this notion that Reed Sheppard, just because of the relationship the dad has with Mark Pope, may come back? Is that basically a fantasy? That doesn't seem realistic. I don't know what's going on behind the scenes there, but that seems unlikely. Why? He's a sure lottery pick. Heck, during the playing portion, there were some mock drafts had him the number one guy. I don't think he's going to be the number one guy, but he's easily a top 10 guy. Why would you come back even? I mean, sure, there's that relationship. Make your NBA money and come back and hang out with him if you're buddies. Just saying. Tom says, Bill, it does seem that the basketball portal is more active than the college football portal. I'd say at this moment it is, because the playing portion just recently ended. And basketball players have been transferring before these loosened rules at an alarming rate. That's been going on. Hoptown Boy said, Sheppard and Burks are the only two left from the previous roster. Anyways, it is interesting how they're going to assemble that. It's going to be very interesting. On the text line, which is 615-844-5600. So Rico Flores transferred to UCLA. I assume he transferred over there with Chip, who's no longer there. Rico was a California kid. I think that's part of it, too. I think being back in California might be a big deal to him. But so it's UCLA. Okay. No Cab up in Chicago said, Bill, winning will justify if what Prime is doing works, but I think you have a legit question about his purpose there at Colorado. I think so. Tug in Mount Dora, Florida. Hey, Bill, Cags hit another bomb. This one was, what did they say this thing, 521 feet or something? That's lunacy is what that is. 521 feet. Now, he's 6'6", 250, so, I mean, he's a big boy, but darn. All right, we'll take the break. Coming right back. Presented by the place where we will be next Friday. Not this Friday, next Friday. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Wrapping up this stalled vehicle on Briley Parkway going eastbound right at Gallatin Pike. It's heavy now. Trying to get up through Williamson County on 65 going northbound. We had that earlier crash there just before you get up into Franklin. It slowed all that traffic flow down around 840. Don't forget, 840 remains closed going eastbound at Columbia Pike. That's going to be shut down for quite some time as they work on that bridge, especially underneath. It's still heavy over here on Vietnam Vets coming westbound. Passing conference, you still got a heavy traffic flow there on Vietnam Vets coming out of Sumner County. It's also picked up with more volume, 40 west to Hermitage in from Wilson County. 24/7 reliable crane and rigging services right here in Middle Tennessee. It's Tomahawk Crane and Rigging. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
When was the last time you did something fun with family, friends, coworkers, and clients? What if I told you about a place under one roof that offers affordable entertainment for all ages? That's what you'll find at Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers in Donelson, Hermitage, Tusculum, Hendersonville, and Murfreesboro, with bowling, games, food, drink, and entertainment for all ages. Enjoy an enhanced experience in Hendersonville or Murfreesboro, where they feature additional fun with bumper cars, laser tag, roller skating, and more. All locations are open 7 days a week, including holidays. Visit online at strikeandspare.com. Strike and Spare, where fun is bowling.
Attention business owners. WNSR has some exciting opportunities for your business to thrive in the dynamic world of sports radio advertising. As the proud home of some of your favorite sports teams like the Atlanta Braves, Memphis Grizzlies, and more, we understand the power of sports in bringing people together and creating a passionate community. We believe that your business can become an integral part of this experience, reaching a diverse and engaged audience. Contact the WNSR sales team for an opportunity to discuss how Nashville's sports radio can elevate your brand to new heights. Whether you're interested in a specific sponsorship package or would like a customized solution, we are here to meet your advertising needs. Call 615-844-1039. 615-844-1039 or email saleswnsr@gmail.com. That's saleswnsr@gmail.com.
Paramount Roofing and Exteriors, LLC, is proudly saluting all of our first responders for their service. This message is brought to you by Paramount Roofing and Exteriors, LLC, serving Middle Tennessee. For all your roofing, siding, window, door, and exterior needs, give the pros a call today at 615-635-1790. 615-635-1790. That's Paramount Roofing and Exteriors, LLC. AJ and the staff are professionals who care.
Atlanta Braves baseball is back, and the battle for a seventh straight division title is officially on.
Hit high and deep to left center. This has got a chance. Gone! Another home run for Olsen.
He smokes another one. He lit the fuse on this bomb, and that's gone!
Listen to every pitch live, exclusively on your home for Atlanta Braves baseball. WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
Call 615-844-5600. Get in on the Bill King Show.
Tomorrow, Rusty will be with us. Add him to the lineup. TJ Pittenger on Thursday. Dave Hooker, Rusty Manziel, and also J.C. Sherbert. Rusty now with On Three. Had some requests for him. I honored those requests because Rusty is outstanding. You don't have to convince me. Known Rusty a long time. He owns his area, meaning he absorbs it 25 hours a day. Dom says, I'm going to be leaving Pittsburgh, Bill, here and making the trip to Notre Dame for some pajama football on Saturday. Good for you, sir. Coming up their spring game. I will, as I always do, during this time of the year, think that I'm going to turn on some spring games. For example, there were quite a few this past Saturday. Think about it. You had Ohio State. You had Georgia, I guess. You had Tennessee. You had LSU. I'm skipping some. I don't remember them. At Ole Miss, for whatever that's worth, down there. And once I got to the day, Saturday, none of those games even registered in my brain. Now, some of them were on just because of the TV channel that was already there. But I wasn't able to attach. I go in with good intentions. I will try and attach myself to Notre Dame. Now, is Notre Dame on the if it's on the Peacock Network, that's one I don't get. If it's on the Peacock, I won't get it. I guess I'll just have to watch people tweet about it. Hey, Some dude on Twitter said that this dude in the game looked good. That'll be my sourcing. Yeah, some guy I've never heard of on Twitter was watching the Notre Dame spring game and said, this other guy looked pretty good. There's my info. Let's pass that along to the audience. How about that for some sourcing there? Yeah, that's the way we're going to go about it. Perry Mason says, Bill, have you seen this? I thought it was informative. And it's Billy Napier talking to Josh Pate. And Napier says or talks about why he'll continue to call plays and the thought process behind it. Says, Bill, I thought this was interesting. It's a quote from Billy Napier. And he said, I get that you and your shows dislike it, but I think you'll get it done. Go Gators. Well, I didn't get to see the interview, but I'm all about, here's what I'm about, y'all. I'm about the actual occurrence on the field. And if Florida's going to turn it around, they'll show us on the field. Now, again, I listen to comments. I read comments. I do like you guys do. But talking season, it doesn't matter. Billy Napier or Brian Kelly or Marcus Freeman or Dabo Swinney. I want to see things on the field. Jim and Jupiter. Bill, having Rusty on is like eating the best porterhouse steak you've ever eaten. Having Griff on is like eating at Sonny's. Rusty is the Georgia guest to have on. Rusty's very good. Griff's role is not to be Mr. Pragmatic or to be the depth chart guru or the recruiting guru. That is not what he's into. Griff's job is to be somewhat thought-provoking and to say things that alarm people. For example, what about a month ago, Carson Beck needs to have a fire lit up under him. And now it's Carson Beck is a pro. Georgia's quarterback, they're actually trotting out a guy who ought to be in the NFL. That's how good he is. Which, by the way, I think Carson Beck is a hell of a quarterback. I'm not debating that part. That's Griff's job. Those inconsistencies, that's part of his charm or the part that irritates folks about him. If you can simply understand that Griff's gig isn't to be Mr. Pragmatic, you'll understand him better. Time in Myrtle Beach. Bill just looked, and the prom date spring game is on Peacock only. I guess that answers whether or not I'm going to be watching that. I think I have everything else. I did remember you guys were talking to me about it months ago, and I did make the switch to YouTube TV. So on all the TVs, it was a good idea. It was a very good idea. Very good advice. Very good suggestions from you folks out there, Time in Myrtle Beach and others. But I do not think I get Peacock with that. I bought the standard package, plus I added, because to have more than three devices or TVs, you had to add another $20 or whatever it is. So I had to do all that. Still a really good deal. But I don't think. Now, again, I haven't looked. With my new YouTube TV, do I have Peacock or do I have to order that separate? I know I order ESPN Plus separate, which is a must. When I'm watching games, but even this spring when I'm trying to get all the baseball games, ESPN Plus is a absolute, very well worth it. Peacock only, darn it. All right, we'll take the break. Wednesday edition presented by the place where we will be a week from Friday, the Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. A couple of accidents still being moved out here right now. We're just seeing this heavy traffic on 24 westbound, passing 840, coming out of Murfreesboro, Rutherford County into Davidson County. As you head up through the Antioch area, it's really crowded now on 40 west at Central Pike through the Hermitage area. All that traffic flow trying to make its way in from Wilson County towards Nashville. Same thing's happening up there in Hendersonville. It's pretty crowded westbound on Vietnam Vets headed towards Conference Drive. 24/7 reliable crane and rigging services right here in Middle Tennessee, Tomahawk Crane and Rigging. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Buyandtow.com. Get cash for junk cars. You have a vehicle that's become a problem? You can get cash in your hand today and your vehicle hauled away. They'll buy your vehicle no matter the condition, in your driveway, at your mechanic shop, or even on the side of the road. You can call them at 615-480-6473 or visit buyandtow.com. Get cash in your hand today and your vehicle hauled away. 615-480-6473, buyandtow.com. That's buyandtow.com.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? We can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents or having to waste time showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your house to foreclosure. If you have equity in your home, we'll buy your home and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call now before your situation gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just need anymore and get the cash you need today. Call this number now.
Call 800-527-4903. That's 800-527-4903. 800-527-4903. Again, 800-527-4903.
Paid for by Airtime Media.
Hey, if you're looking for a place to catch all the hockey and hoops action this spring, look no further than the Alley Pub in Bellevue. And now here's Samantha to tell you about one of their great weekly specials.
Attention service industry. We want to say cheers to you at the Alley Pub, located at 7040 Highway 70 South in Bellevue. Every Wednesday night, bring a copy of your ABC card or pay stub to receive 20% off of your tab. Only at the Alley Pub, Bellevue's best sports bar and grill.
Hey, this is George Plaster. Looking forward to joining the WNSR family Monday, April the 29th with Kelly Holcomb, Watson Brown, and Billy Derrick. We'll continue to broadcast from the Ford Ice Center in Bellevue, but now we have the ability to take your phone calls. 4 to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, April 29th. We'll get it started. Hope you'll join us on Nashville Sports Radio.
The home of commitments and other stuff. The Bill King Show.
Johnny Pages says, Bill, seven of the top 25 teams in baseball lost last night, midweek play. East Carolina won a wild one versus William & Mary. It was 5.5 hours, 13 innings. East Carolina used 9 pitchers, gave up 16 walks, 4 hit by pitches, 22 strikeouts. Midweek baseball is crazy. Yeah, I wasn't watching that, but I saw. Midweek Bowl for teams that are good is about getting playing time to some players. Maybe getting down into your pitching staff a little deeper than you would typically get once you get to league, intra-league play, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I'll give you an example. Tennessee sat Christian Moore. Now, they played Bellarmine, which is not a very good team. I think a team that's about 10-25 or something and has a losing record in their league. And they let off the Cannon Peoples kid who came over from NC State and was absolutely wicked in practices, but has not hit well for them. And they actually let him off just to get him some at-bats, and he's still struggling. And they've also sat Robin Villeneuve, who was hitting wickedly early and is not now anymore. I was talking to Kevin and Muleton about that yesterday. And then after two at-bats and a home run, Blake Burke sat down. So it's about getting all the guys some playing time. Now, it depends on your roster and your team and how well you've been playing. If you're struggling, maybe that's not what it's about. But I enjoy midweek play. It doesn't have to be outstanding team on outstanding team. Didn't Arkansas and Texas Tech play? I missed that one. But that's one that I would have watched. I saw you guys tweeting about Cags and hitting a 520-something foot home run. No Kev up in Chicago. Bill, have you heard the story of the two high school recruits from the continent of Africa that were at the Alabama football camp and what happened? I don't think I saw that. But Kevin Hagan saw it, but I don't think I saw it. Time in Myrtle Beach. Hey, Bill, Coastal Carolina beat North Carolina to break North Carolina's 11-game home winning streak. Coastal Carolina beating folks is very common. That is a common occurrence, to say the least. Johnny Vegas, college baseball Tuesday, Wednesday games should be marketed as midweek madness. Also, Johnny Vegas says, Bill, Arkansas won that game 9-8. Yeah, I do a show every Tuesday in Arkansas, like I've told you. And Phil Elson, who is the host of the show, and then Matt Jones, former star football quarterback for them, is also a co-host on that show. And I didn't realize they were playing, and we were just talking about games that were being played. And he said, you better check it out tonight because it's Arkansas and Texas Tech. So he told me about it. I didn't know about it before yesterday. And that would have been a heck of a game to watch. But that one got past me. I mentioned Rusty with us tomorrow, Rusty Manziel. From now he's at On Three. He'll check in with us from down in Georgia. I believe that was a request. Wasn't that a request from L-Dog or one of you other many, many Georgia Bulldog fans we have in this audience? Yeah, Georgia is a very happy place because football is what matters, and there's not a better football program in America than the one in Athens, Georgia. It's a very happy place. They've got a coach who is youthful, so to speak, who is a coach who on the job has learned a lot through trial and error, heartbreak, like the Alabama championship game they lost in overtime, and has taken all of that knowledge, defensive coordinator for Nicky all those years, all that various knowledge, and molded it into the best program in America. Tough guy. physical football team. Not about tricking you up at all. They are not about that. They line up. By the way, you know how we were talking earlier about thou shalt stop the run? If you took Georgia football and you said, let's start with a list of things you do, that is number one on the list. You are not running the football today in this ball game. You might have done it in other games. You might have done it. We've got the film of it. You ain't doing it today. That is the number one item when you start the Georgia Bulldog football team under Kirby Smart. Lots of items that follow that. But you ain't running that ball.